Now for a fashion note about some of the hot items of the season. Short skirts, tight jeans with long boots, and short jackets for cold days. That may not sound exceptional or even very trendy, but this is the fashion forecast from Baghdad, where the climate for revealing women's wear has been heating up. Many Iraqi women say it's a sign of returning security and freedom. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
This is the shop of Ali Mohammed, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who boasts that his line is for the modern Iraqi woman, not what he deprecatingly calls classic designs for classic ladies. Most of his customers, Ali says, are young women, many of them college students. Ever since the 2003 invasion, the classic design for Baghdad ladies, at least on the street, has been hijab, the Islamic expression of modesty that requires a woman to cover her shape and her hair. Even if an Iraqi woman had a little black dress, it would have been covered by a big black abaya, the billowing garment that shrouds a woman from head to foot. At the height of Iraq's sectarian violence, being covered up was a matter of life and death. Ali says it was common to hear of women being kidnapped and killed for not wearing hijab, and his customers were scared. In fact, it's still the case that far more Baghdad women at least wear a headscarf on the streets rather than show their hair. But at social venues, the times are changing. This is the Baghdad Hunt Club, in what foreign correspondents never fail to describe as the trendy or upscale Mansour district. The occasion is the Miss Hunt Club pageant, and a big crowd is cheering on more than a dozen contestants, only one of whom is wearing a headscarf. Most of the others are wearing the sorts of clothing that Ali Mohammed sells in his shop, outfits in varying degrees of snugness and hemlines in the higher latitudes. Some are propped on stiletto heels that would topple a runway model in Milan. 18-year-old Samah Samir was eliminated before the final round, but she says the pageant was a good way to show her confidence. Her mother, who wears a headscarf, is seated nearby, beaming. Samah says she can't wear trendy clothes everywhere in Baghdad, but at social clubs like this, it's just the thing. She says it may take at least 5 years before Western clothes for women are common on city streets. The tiara goes to Yasemin Kanan, a high school senior who's wearing low-waisted jeans. Under the dryers at Rana Mohammed's hair salon, women read fashion magazines and discuss trends. The 25-year-old proprietor says she was forced to wear hijab for years because the danger from Islamist fanatics was just too great. But she says it's really not about fashion, but freedom. She says Iraqi women ought to be free to wear whatever they like. They should be free to choose hijab if they wish, or they ought to be able to express themselves with Western clothing. For the customers at Ali Mohammed's clothing store, the choice is clear. What to wear this season? Ali says it's absolutely not hijab. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.